Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. You may keep track of time with a wristwatch, cell phone, or digital timepiece, but your body operates differently. New research in the field of chronobiology, the science of biological rhythms, indicates certain organs have their own rhythm and clock. If you alter your lifestyle, change your sleep patterns, or overindulge in alcohol, you alter the rhythm of your clock. And nowhere is this more apparent than in the liver.
The liver, it turns out, not only has its own clock, it also has a mind of its own. And when the metabolic rhythms of your liver are altered, it makes decisions that can negatively influence your health. Here to explain these findings is Dr. Shannon Bailey, a professor of pathology and environmental health sciences at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Dr. Bailey's research investigates how genetic, environmental, and lifestyle factors influence the initiation, progression, and severity of liver diseases. Her most recent research focuses on the molecular circadian clock and alcohol-induced liver injury.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Bailey. Thank you for sharing your expertise with our listeners.
Thanks for having me here.
Let's start with the basics. Describe the liver and its functions.
Sure. So the liver is a highly metabolic organ, and it carries out many different functions for your body. It plays a central role in maintaining whole body energy metabolism. So it does this by taking up and processing and storing all the ingested nutrients that you take in with your diet. And it also plays a very important role in synthesizing proteins and enzymes that are needed for many of the other organs of the body. One critical function that the liver performs is that it maintains your blood glucose levels in between meals. And it does this, so after you have a meal, the liver will take up glucose and it will store it for later in between meals when your blood glucose levels might get low. So, for example, after a meal, glucose is taken up into the liver. It's stored there. And then during periods of fasting, like in between meals or when you're sleeping, that stockpile of glucose is then can be broken down, and that glucose is released back into the blood so that it can be used as fuel by other tissues of the body. Some other very important functions of the liver is that it's the major organ that controls cholesterol levels in your blood. And it's also the major organ that controls hormone, drug, and also alcohol metabolism in the body.
Now, you've been studying diseases of the liver for many years. How has our understanding of how the liver operates changed over time, especially with the recent research that we referred to?
Sure. I mean, there's been a lot of, great advancements in the field of liver physiology and liver pathophysiology. And what you're alluding to is some of the work, recent work that we've done looking at the role of the circadian clock or circadian rhythms in liver metabolism. We know that the liver metabolism changes now quite dramatically during the day. So it's not just a static type of metabolic programs that are always going on at the same level. They actually oscillate and have these rhythms, so that you can have different metabolic programs turned on at certain parts of the day, and then they can be turned off at other times of the day. And this is really important because this makes us much more metabolically efficient, and it also helps, in maintaining health. What we now know is that when these circadian rhythms get disrupted, this might underpin a number of liver diseases, and that's what we found with our studies looking at alcoholic liver disease.
So I would think the liver or other organs in our body react to whatever activity we are doing. So when we eat or when we drink or when we sleep, our body takes in that information and deals with it. But now it sounds as if the liver, when we say it has a mind of its own, it is independent in some ways in that it has its own little system and rhythm regardless of what you're doing and intaking. Is that true?
Right, you're correct. I mean, the liver can function independently. Just to kind of explain the system a little bit more, I mean, the system of clocks and circadian rhythms is kind of a hierarchical system, and that we do have kind of a master or central clock that's located in a small region of our brain, in the hypothalamus of our brain. And it's this small set of neurons that actually takes the light signals in from the retina And it's this region of the brain that really drives and synchronizes the majority of our behavioral rhythms, our activity rhythms, and even our metabolic rhythms. So this tiny region of the brain will take that light signal and it will convert it to other neural signals and other hormonal signals that can then help to kind of coordinate, align, and synchronize the daily metabolic rhythms that you will find in other organs like the liver, like the heart, skeletal muscle, and kidney. You know, all organs of the body contain their own self-autonomous molecular clocks. The liver is a little unique in this fashion in that because the liver is very important in how we respond to food intake and it takes up, you know, it's exposed to all the nutrients and things that we take in our diet, the liver, while it's kind of regulated by that master clock in the brain, it also can be kind of reset or altered by, you know, things in our diet like food and then also for things like, you know, alcohol that we may drink.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And today we're talking about the topic of chronobiology and the liver, the idea that there are circadian rhythms and that the liver decides on how to function based on how we treat it during the day and the night. And our guest is Dr. Shannon Bailey, a professor of pathology and environmental health sciences at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. So, Dr. Bailey, you were talking a little bit about the influences and the impact on the liver and how it isn't just a machine that processes throughout the day, but it alters. It alters its rhythm and it affects our metabolism. There's been a lot of talk and research in recent years about individuals who have time-shifted lives, particularly people who work a night shift, and how they are at greater risk for many conditions, including diabetes. So then, is it then safe to say that they're also at greater risk for liver-related diseases?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been a number of recent studies that have come out that suggest that people that do, like you say, live in kind of an altered environment or are night shift workers, that they seem to be prone to more of these cardiometabolic diseases, liver disease being one of those. And it's thought that when you're, at night, we're supposed to be resting and our activity is supposed to be low, but people that work the night shift, they're active. They may also be eating at night when they're not normally supposed to be eating. And so basically, these people are kind of fighting against their circadian clocks. And so they're really out of sync with the environment. And it's thought that this predisposes people to these types of diseases like diabetes, obesity, and hypertension as just a few examples.
So let's just talk about the circadian rhythm. So we're just talking about light and dark as nature provides it. Now, we know there are some people that are night owls. They seem to become more awake at night, and other people are morning people. Are we talking about just that, or are we talking about, is nature dictating to us that our bodies really are in tune with the light and dark, so that when people are working the night shift, even if they have accommodated that schedule and they've been doing it, let's say, for 3 years, are you saying our body kind of still does not like that arrangement because our bodies were built to follow the light-dark cycle?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that we believe that these circadian clocks kind of evolved to give us a selective advantage so that we, could maintain health status and we would sync, you know, with the light-dark cycle. I mean, the circadian clock is also important in that it can allow us to adapt to changes in our environment. So that there's like an anticipatory function so that if we do have a rapid change of our environment, we can adapt to that. However, we're still kind of fighting against that, you know, internal mechanism that really, you know, is light is really the most potent synchronizing factor for the circadian system. So if you're doing things, you know, at the wrong time of day, if you're working at night, you're kind of going against that kind of evolutionary mechanism of the molecular clock.
Let's talk about how short-term changes in sleep or diet affect the liver's function. And I know a lot of people are interested in alcohol consumption. We've heard that extreme fatty diets or a lot of alcohol can negatively affect the liver. But what's interesting about some of the articles I read in researching the topic is that the combination of varying your sleep hours in addition to possibly eating fattier foods or drinking more really does throw your liver off. Would you talk about that?
Right. So again, it gets back to this, you know, your metabolism being kind of out of sync with the time of day and with these molecular clocks. So, for example, there have been studies show that just very short durations of having different daytime periods, there's been studies that have done studies with individuals that instead of being under a 24-hour day, they've been under, say, a 28-hour day. And they found that even short periods of that in a very controlled laboratory type of setting can instigate changes that are almost like a pre-diabetic state. So it's very important that people keep on regular schedules. They eat their meals at the same times of day. They're not eating, you know, heavy meals late at night or not drinking late at night, because those external stimuli, I guess if you could call them, can really throw their clocks almost out of whack, is that there's this desynchronization between metabolism and the external environment that we live in.
How would a person know if their liver wasn't functioning optimally? Are there warning signs or symptoms one should be aware of? And I'm not just speaking of severe liver disease. I'm talking about just in general, like there are other functions of our body. If something hurts or you feel like you have a lot of energy, if you check in with your body, there are things you can know that you're feeling good. But how would we even know if we were taxing our liver with some of our behaviors before we're in some type of health crisis?
Sure. Yeah, so there are signs and symptoms that can indicate whether somebody might have an underlying liver disease. Unfortunately, they're kind of a very vague set of symptoms. For example, these can include things like, you know, abdominal pain and swelling, swelling of the legs and ankles, an overall feeling of chronic fatigue, maybe some nausea, vomiting, loss of diet. I mean, if liver disease gets more severe, then there could be your skin and your eyes might appear kind of yellowish, indicating of jaundice. So unfortunately, because some of these symptoms and signs are so kind of somewhat vague, many people don't know they have liver disease until they're at more of an advanced stage. But clearly, if somebody has any of these symptoms, you know, they can make an appointment with their doctor, and then additional tests can be done, blood work can be done, and different types of scans like ultrasound and MRIs can be done if there is something, you know, a liver disease that's suspected in an individual.
So what is the best way to keep our liver's clock consistent and functioning at a high level? And, I mean, it's easy enough for us in the United States where we live at a point in which it's clear that there's a daytime and a nighttime. But, your discussion brought to mind that there are people who live in countries that have a long summer night. I mean, a long summer day, very short nights, or sometimes very long nights, no sun. So you probably have to force yourself into a routine then, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think schedules are very important. I think, you know, if you want to keep your liver healthy or just your overall, you know, body healthy, I think it's very important that you stick with, you know, a good, well-balanced, healthy diet, eating a lot of whole grains and fresh vegetables. You know, eating those meals, you know, earlier in the day as opposed to late at night is important. You need to keep your consumption of alcoholic and sugary beverages to a minimum. And I think maybe not as obvious to people when thinking about liver health is that exercise is also very important for keeping your liver healthy. I think when most people think of exercise, they think of cardiac fitness. But exercise can also be a very important way to keep your liver fit as well.
We just have about 30 seconds left, Dr. Bailey, and I wondered if you could clear something up. Sometimes I see advertisements either on television or in magazines or online, and they are selling liver detox solutions, either pills or some type of fast. And I was just wondering, is there any scientific or medical evidence to support the claims that the liver needs to be detoxed or any of these special diets or supplements are effective?
Right. So that's a great question. I would say there's absolutely no medical or scientific evidence to support these detox diets or these detox supplements. In fact, they actually can be quite harmful. There's been a lot written in the press about dietary aids and supplements that are actually an underlying factor for, you know, causing injury to your liver. So I would warn people to be very cautious and not to pay attention to these types of advertisements for detox diets and detox supplements. I just don't think they're effective, and they can actually be unsafe.
Dr. Shannon Bailey, a professor of pathology and environmental health sciences at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Her most recent research focuses on the molecular circadian clock and alcohol-induced liver injury. Thank you so much for joining us on Take Care.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here today.